So after learning the Gemara, we see that there's three types of knots. Some knots which are chayiv deraisa, some knots which are permitted, and some which are also made rabbanan. There's a machlokes Yeshayim to understand, to define what are the criteria which create these three. So the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam say that there are two criteria to create a kesher which is deraisa. Kesher deraisa has to be a maisa uman, has to be done, it's a maisa, something which you need some level of sophistication to do it, the craftsman does it, which is translated by the Taz to mean that it's a strong knot, which it's by nature, it will last, it will stay, without, unless somebody does something to it, it's going to stay. So that's the milo of a kesher uman. And you need that it's a kesher shokayama, which means that the person's intent is to leave this item, leave this knot forever. You need two criteria to make it a kesher deraisa: A, that it's a kesher uman, and B, that it's shokayama. If you only have one of the two, either one of the two, it's asut mirabanan, according to the Rambam. And if you have neither, it's mutter. And that's the criteria according to the Rambam. So the Rambam makes it fairly straightforward. So if the person has a knot, which the nature of the knot is that it's a strong knot, that it will last, A. And B, that it's a knot which he intends that it should last, or he has no intention of taking it apart. And the Bir Halacha of Rambam says, and it really might not only depend on what he's intending, how people usually use it. I'm making a good strong knot which lasts, but the nature of people in this situation, they untie it very quickly or not. You know, that will define the knot also, whether it's kayama or not. The issue of kayama, the Bir Halacha holds, depends not only on it first depends on what is the normal way this knot is used. The situation is used. Something which is ambiguous, then it depends what my intent is.
He's talking about the Rabban, not the Raisa now.
Well, we're the gate for the Raisa level.
What I'm saying,
well, the gate for the
Raisa level.
No. Maisa Uman means that the knot itself is a strong knot which will last.
Not that it's tied by a bucking sharp.
Right. So, number one, that's how it's understood in the law. Okay. A. B. That be true, but if I'm tying that knot around on the belt around my coat, the natural thing is that I'm not going to leave it there, even if it's a strong knot, which by nature it would last. But then clearly the intent is to take it apart. So it's a maisa uman, but it's not a kayama. So I can the two are not synonymous. I mean, even though the definition of an uman is by nature it will last, it's a permanent knot in the sense that that's how its definition is, but it's not how it's necessarily used. The kesher saponim and gemalim, the knot that they used was a maisa uman, because it had to last forever, and the nature was to let it last forever. Right? Okay? Whereas something which, it might be that the next knot that they tied, I believe, probably tied a very tight knot. So, in other words, the saponim. See, he made he put into the prow of the boat, this loop there which is going to stay there forever, because that's how you attach it. But there's no question that the second knot that he used to attach it to the pier, he also made a tight knot. He also made a maisuman. But your tent is to undo it 3 days from now when you take the boat out again. Or in a week from now when you take the boat out again. So they're both are maisuman, they're not both shakayama. Making sense so far? Yeah?
So shakayama, according to his definition, is forever.
I didn't get involved in the time yet, I'm trying to explain the difference between uman and kayama. Uman is the nature of the knot that it will last forever. It's a good that makes it a maisa uman, and the kayama is in the situation where it's being used, whether it's natural or not, to let it stay forever.
The stava that a bal bas is going to be able to make a maisa uman or a maisa uman is the pshat is that it's the person who's. The person who's making your is an expert in kshara. When that concept is used in other places in Allah, with the Maisa Uman, it's talking about a person who's like a professional.
That is true, but the Ramah brings towards the end of Sif Aleph a Yerayim, that the Yerayim understands that anything which is a double knot, might have the halacha of a ma'aseh umen.
That's the kesher agave kesher.
Right. Yeah. So, which, because it's the nature of a double knot, is that it stays. So, even though you don't have to be such a bucky to make such a knot. So that's how he understands my sumen.
A double knot, a full knot, and another full knot? Or just what? Just a regular knot?
Double knot, we would call a regular knot. It's two times time.
So just putting it through, put it, just crossing over once and then...
Crossing a second time, right.
Which is what we call a single knot.
We call a single knot, right. So that's my sumen, that's Sushal Kayam. If you have both, it's a key of the Raisa. If you have either one, it's Sushal Rabbanon. And if you have neither, it's going to be mutter gomer. That's the criteria according to the Rambam. So, if the muscle, you make that kesher the double knot, but you make it loose where it's not going to stay, so it's not a ma'aseh umen. And you're planning to take it off. So, getting back to your coat, there are places which say that there's a shari shuvah which says that you can make it. Rishon Zalman passed on that also. Women, they used to, the good old days before they had snooze. They had tichlach, and you used to have to tie the tichel. So, you know, you tie it once, it comes, gets undone. There's no, you can't tie a tichel once. You know, you can't make a bow either in a tichel. So they would tie it twice. But at the end of the day, they would untie it. And they wouldn't tie it tight around their head. They would tie it, you know, it wasn't this tight thing. So Rishon Zalman said, that's mutter. Why? Because it wasn't tight, even though it was a double tying, but it wasn't tight. So it can't be a ma'aseh umen if it's done loosely. Because it'll come out by itself eventually. And the intent was to take it out within 24 hours, so that's going to be mutter gomer. Okay.
What if they tied it tight, but their intent was always to take it out?
Then you might have a ma'aseh umen. If the nature of an attack would be tight, and an attack is stay tight, it would be according to the Rambam, it would be osur. It could be a ma'aseh umen. So it would be osur rabbanan.
Even if they're in
osur rabbanan.
It would have one of the two criteria. That's according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, Rashi says that there is no concept called Ma'asumen, that's not the criteria. The issue is only is Kayama. The only issue is Kayama. Rashi says there's three levels of Kayama. There's a full Kayama, which is a permanent knot. There's something which is done to be for only for immediate use. And then there's the intermediary area, which is Asa Mirabana. What's called immediate use? So the two sheetahs in Halacha. One sheetah says it has to be undone within 7 days. There's two different Rashis. One Rashi is going to say, 7 days, it's osur. Can you sleep for 7 days? A shavua, so therefore it's osur. Means the criteria to make it osur is a week. The second sheet says the criteria to make it mutter is 24 hours. There is if it's something which is done to use less than a day, that's clearly not any, there's no element of kayama to it. If it's the last more than 24 hours, it's already in the intermediary level of kayama. That's what Rashi understands. So Rashi has no criteria of umen versus not umen. It's irrelevant according to Rashi. The way it's put down in halacha, we're machar both sheetahs. Both at the rice level, both at the rabbanon level, also we're machar both sheetahs. So now there are differences between just a few examples of how the two of them would be different. According to Rashi, you could have a chiyuv of the rice, which that person makes it and kesher, which will last forever. That's not a ma'aseh umen. So according to Rambam, that's going to be potter. According to Rashi, that'd be chayiv. You're making it with the intent to have it stay. According to, let's say you do it l'zman beinoni, and it's not a ma'aseh umen, so according to the Rambam, it's mutter. Because the only two creator Rambam has kayama and ma'aseh umen. It's neither of them. It's not a ma'aseh umen, it's not a kayama. Kayama means permanent, according to the Rambam. So, according to the Rambam, that case will be mutter. According to Rashi, it'll be also mirabonim. Vice versa, you have a case of a kesher which is done for a short period of time, less than 24 hours, but it's a ma'aseh umen. According to the Rambam, that's going to be osur. According to Rashi, that'll be mutter. So there are practical nafkaminas in Rashi and the Rambam. You agree with me with the nafkaminas? Yeah, right. We're machar both directions. So the bottom line is anything which has an element of umen in it is always going to be osur. Whatever, because according to the Rambam, even for today, umen is osur. Anything which is beyond 24 hours, the chachila is osur. Because it has that one to kiyama, according to Rashi. That's basically, so the only criteria you're going to have is going to be mutter, it's not a ma'aseh umen, and it's less than 24 hours. That's the chachil. Okay. How kiyama, what's called permanent? How long is permanent? So Shlomo's question. So the the Taz, permanent means permanent. Person has no intent to take it out. It's going to be there forever. That's the definition of permanent. He's very strong on that. The Bir Lacha argues with that. He's really arguing on the base. Yosef brings a Reni Yeruchim. Reni Yeruchim says that someone who's going to last for 6 months or a year is called a Reni permanent. You know, we're not thinking the past these long periods of time. If it lasts for 6 months or a year, it's already considered a Kayama on a Deraisa level. That's called Kayama Mamash. And the Bir Lacha comes out where Chayesh is not like the Taz, so that case is going to be Shasha Deraisa. That has strong nafkaminas in certain cases which only Rabbanan were matter b'makom mitzvah, etc. I mean, it'll be also Rabbanan anyway. The question is the rice of the Rabbanan, it's nafkamina like a Bir Lacha, it's nafkamina in certain cases, it's mitzvah were mekel. It are nafkaminas. So anything is going to be 6 years and on, excuse me, 6 months and on, your question is ready for a chashash of the rice. What would be a case of a person makes a knot which you're going to leave, but you couldn't care less if it lasts for longer than a day. You just have no intent of untying it, because it's irrelevant to you. You're throwing it out. You're tying it up to get to the garbage can, and after that, I don't care what happens to the garbage can. So I take my garbage bag and make a double knot in it, and I throw it in the garbage. I'm never going to untie it. It's there for forever. Right? They'll have the fact by the landfill tell you that, that this thing will biodegrade after 1 million point and 3 years, right? And 37 days, right? It's there forever, but you couldn't care less. You want it to be permanent to get it to the garbage can. But you know it's going to stay there forever, and you do that being totally aware of that. What was that called, a Kesher Shakuyama or not? So it's a fascinating question. I mean, it has the Nafkaminas, the concept of Tfir L'Zman. Also, there's a head of Tfir L'Zman. It's the good old days with the tabs on your diapers. It's the same Shaila. You're closing the tabs on the diaper, you're throwing it out, you're not untying it. But you couldn't care less. Once it's in the garbage, you don't care. Once it makes it in the garbage, you don't care whether it stays there or not.
But there aren't straight Tfiris. I mean, that's still a case of kosher.
The Rambam, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem, says that gluing two things together is a tolda of tofer.
And Velcro is considered.
No, Velcro is not a problem. Velcro is not considered tying, sewing. Velcro is a hook and eye process. Hooks. It's a lot of little hooks and eyes.
Right. So what's
You have the tabs, the glue tabs, when the diapers used to, the good old days, before they made Velcro on all the diapers, those tabs. You have like your bandages, the same type of tab. And there was a plate, you would close it off, that was gluing it. It was a form of gluing it. So,
and how is that kosher?
It's not kosher, it's tofer.
Okay.
But there's a Ramon over here which says that there's a heter of Zman by tofer. There's a heter of Sif Gimel.
So it's a tolda of tofer.
Yeah, and on gluing it is a tolda of korea. That's right, negeya.
Right.
Take off the tab at the back of your bandages.
Shabbos.
That's called korea.
Can I ask it like that?
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Shabbos?
Oh, well,
like, maybe separating.
Hopefully we'll get there. Okay, so what's with this thing which you're putting in there? You have no intent to untie it. So this Shiloh was asked to the Maral Diskin, and he said that it's mutter. Oh, he said it's malacha nesich legufa, because if you define the malacha is the definition of the malacha is forever, but I don't need it forever, so it's malacha nesich legufa. So then once it's only drabonon, then I can create a heter in it. His raya. Gavaldig Raya. His Raya was from the Sugyan Yuma. It says that he used to tie the Lashon Shel Zaharis to the horns of the Sari Lazozo. Then they threw it down the mountain. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, they said they would tie it a Kesher Uma because it had to stay on, make it down to the. Right? Nobody's going down there to untie it. Right? So it's a case of all you need is to get it to the bottom of the hill. After that, you couldn't care. And they did it. So the Maral Diskin, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. So the Rabbanan, so the Tzarech Mitzvah, the Tzarech Mikdash, the Rabbanan's, the Inshus of Mikdash, it was mutter. That's the Maral Diskin's raya. It's the Gavaldig raya. Yeah?
He also killed
what killed the Sawyer.
Right.
Well, that was the mitzvah of the Torah. That Lashon Hara is no pasuk in the Torah to tell you to do that. That was Chazal's, you know, sins is a concept of, you know, Libum, Smela, let's go do it. It was a Durbanon. That they can't make it head on that.
So, what's the mitzvah in the case of putting out the trash on Shabbos?
No, but I've proven that it's not the Raisa.
Yeah.
So then I can say it's not, once it's not a deraisa, I have it's not a kesher shakayama. So then it was not a ma'aser umah, and I can start working with that. The problem is that there's a Rashi connected this. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that the Sukkah over there in lulav tzarach agad. You're supposed to make an agad on the lulav. You're supposed to tie it. The mitzvah, whatever it is. So there, Rashi says. Rishonim say Rashi included Rashi that the only valid eged for lulav is an eged which would be considered a kesher deraisa on Shabbos. That's the only valid eged. You don't fulfill the mitzvah lulav tzarech eged of tying the lulav together with the das and the robes unless you tie a knot which would be chayiv deraisa. So Rashi says because it's not shalkayama. Says it's because you don't plan on tying it. I mean, again, I only need it to be held together for 7 days. After 7 days, I don't care if the lulav stays together with the das and marubas. Rashi says, "Be not playing on the tie." It's just called kayama. So Shlomo Zalman brings a ride from that Rashi. The Rashi says that tying it with intent not to untie it, even though you don't need it for after 7 days, it's called a kesher deraisa. And Riyashiv, he has the Sefer Ha'oris on the different Masechtas, you know. So in Riyashiv's Ha'oris in Sukkah, the Aflam Gimel, this Rashi on the Gimel Beis, he has the same Rai from the Rashi, where the Rashi that's the Kesher of the Rice. Now, how the answers are Lazozel, I don't know. The Sitz Eliezer has a Tshuva where he brings the Rashi. He says it has applications beyond Kersher and Matar and Tefer and Korea. The applications of Gabi Binyan and Caesar. And his question was over there was taking a syringe, and the way that syringe was working was it was made out of two pieces, the needle and the syringe. You would click them together, you would use it and throw it out as is. So he says, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Right? Because I'm making something, I'm building, it's a makapatish and it's going to last. Right? So. Because you never take it apart. But again, you couldn't care less. After you use it, 2 minutes after you put it together, you throw it out. I don't care whether it falls apart or not.
I don't know if that's true. Because Mana said, I think you put it together and then you put
right, it. Right, I understand. But this was the case that he was dealing with.
Yeah.
And he brought the rye from the Rashi in Sukkah. And then he says he wants to be matzah the rye from the Rashi. So possibly he can be matzah the rye. The Maaser Shlomo Zalman and Riyashiv both say that's a question of Kiyama. You do not plan to untie it. So the ma'aser, it's a chumrah. Now there is.
I'm sorry. Back on the needles. I mean, I assume if you're holding by needing to use a needle on Shabbos, that means you could be stronger from other things. I mean.
Yeah. I'm not getting involved in the halakha ma'aser.
Yeah.
Just saying that was the example which he was, you know, was discussing over there. Okay, so that's the definition of shakayama is. Permanence, according to the Taz, according to the Beis Yosef, the Ben Yeruchim, and the Bir Locha, it's kosher for that 6 months or a year. We discuss now what would be something which is going to last forever, but you do not have any interest in it lasting forever. It's important. It's irrelevant to you. So we discuss that. The definition of the Maisa Uman, we said, is a tight knot, which by its nature it will last. And therefore, the Ramah says any double at what he calls a kesher gabi kesher is considered a ma'isa uman. We have to kesher that's a ma'isa uman, and we have the chumras of the sheet of the Rambam. Aniva, you saw in the Gemara that aniva is not called. You have a question?
So a double knot. A person makes a double knot on his shoes on Shabbos. So that's but if your kavanah is that it shouldn't last, just so that you don't have to untie your shoes 20 minutes later, an hour later.
So it's according to the Rambam, ma'aser uman even according to the Rambam, ma'aser uman, if it's made even for a short amount of time, is also According to Rashi, that'd be mutter. According to Rambam, it'd be also. But we're kosher for both shittos. Now there is, take a aniva. Let's go this. So aniva, we pass an aniva is not considered a kesher. Now the case of aniva of the Gemara, the halacha talks about aniva. Talks about aniva al gabi kesher. What we call a bow is usually aniva al gabi kesher. We loop it once together. That's the beginning of a. That's the first kesher, and then we put a bow on top of it. That's aniva al gabi kesher. The aniva of the Gemara wasn't that. It was more like a slip knot. You just stuck the thing through. When you pull out on the thing, the whole thing falls apart. So there was the definition of a kesher versus a aniva is that aniva just, you do not need to do an act of untying. You do not need to take the steps backwards to pull it apart. Whereas a kesher is something which the only way you can take it apart is by doing the steps backwards. A slip knot, when you pull it through, the whole thing comes back a straight line again. Just one pulling through, it takes two or three steps to make the slip knot. But when I pull it through, I pull the bow end out of it, the whole thing becomes one straight line again. So I have to do one action to take apart three steps. A kesher, I have to do each step that I do, I need an action to undo it. Am I making sense? Yeah.
Same thing with our knot, with our bows. You pull it once, you just left with the seat of the knot.
Yeah, but the seat of the knot is already a kesher.
That's fine.
No. It's one kesher, a double kesher.
That's considered a kesher.
Stop. Now, I didn't get there yet. I'm not arguing you. Didn't get there yet.
Are you going to get the ties also or no?
I'm going to get the ties. Yeah. So now, what about? So that's the case of aniva of the Gemara, right? The case of aniva of the Gemara is by one action you've undone everything totally. So the definition of a kesher is something which you need each step of doing it takes a step of taking it apart. Okay, so the aniva part of my, now I come to my kesher, aniva got me kesher. So how do we deal with that in halacha? So this is machlokes rishon. What's machlokes? Is a kesher, is the first time you tie it, is that, does halacha look at that as a kesher or not? If it does, so it's a kesher, but it has a problem that doesn't last. Now I put a bow on top of it, now it lasts. So I made my bottom kesher into a kesher. A kesher which has a kiyum to it. So it theoretically could have a din of being a kesher, not a mice, a kesher, some level of a kesher which has a kiyum to it. So, according to Rashi, I don't need my suman. This is a kesher which has a kiyum to it. The only hat there is 24 hours. So according to So if you look at to the last page of your pack, the pack over here, Mishabura and Sif Hay, so the Shulchan Aruch just says, Aniva Mutter Delav Kesher. Okay, so the case of Aniva, it's not a Kesher at all. You don't have the pack. There's no packet on the Vienna. Okay. I'll read it out loud. Aniva Mutter Delav Kesher. So a bow is Mutter, it's not a Kesher. Hakoha. A filim also Kesher Echad Lamata Noigin Boy Het. So even though you made one kesher on the bottom, then you put the bow on top, the Ogre says that the minig is to be made on that. And that's how the Ramah says it. Zakh the Mishabur and Sivkot and Chavtes. Noigin by Hetzer. Kosovak Rodin, Maha the Noigin Hetzer, Bekesher Echel, the Matzah, Hanodavka, Kesher Osir, Lahatr, Boy by Yoy. It's only mutter if you're planning to untie it within 24 hours. Mishum Dalayede Aniva, Agabi Kesher. So the aniva top, adan enonikra ma'isa uman. It's not a ma'isa uman. So ma'isa uman is also even 24 hours. It's also less than 24 hours. Ma'isa uman. It's not a ma'isa uman, but it's going to last. If you're planning to leave it for a period of time, i.e., more than 24 hours, could go in the belula b'kiyotzibayit. Also, lasus kasher lamato. You're going to do just a slip knot only. You cannot do one knot and then a niva on top. I'm not sure exactly how to do two nivas one on top of the other, but you have to ask your Boy Scouts and they'll tell you. It means this is the machlokes of Rishonim. The Ogre himself actually holds it, no. That one kesher by itself does not have a loch because it's not. He holds it's like less than a kasher. It's not the kasher of the Gemara because it doesn't last. So the definition of kasher is it has some element of last, and this mechala doesn't last. So 0 + 0 = 0. An eva is not a kasher, and a kasher one kasher is not a kasher. So 0 + 0 = 0. It's not a kasher at all. It's not a kasher. You want to leave it forever. It's mutter according to him. But according to the Mordecai says no. That one kasher is a kasher, and the problem is it doesn't last. So if you make it last, it'll be awesome. So it's not a ma'aseh uman, but if you let more than 24 hours, it's going to be a problem. So if I tie my shoes Shabbos morning with the plan to just slip off the shoes at the end of the day, and not untie them, so I can't do that. According to the Mordecai, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like that.
What if you planned on untying and then you forgot?
That's mutter.
Can you?
The definition of since this is on which the nature goes both ways, so your intent will define it. And once it's defined, it's not defined as a kesher. It doesn't change the other way. It become a kesher through that.
Can you plan on untying it after Shabbos if you're still within 24 hours?
Yeah. As long as it's 24 hours. What is that? So Shabbos morning, I tie my shoes with intent to untie them once it's Shabbos. I'm fine. I'm planning to just keep stay up all once it's Shabbos and only untie them sometime Sunday afternoon because I'm zero. So that would be a problem.
An aniva is before you make the bow when you tie your shoes. That's just an aniva?
No, that's a kesher.
Even before you make the bow?
No, that's a kesher. The kesher is tying the two things to each other.
No, right. When you just begin, I'm not going to describe it. When you just put one thing.
That's a kesher.
That's a kesher. Then a kesher. You put a bow on top.
Oh, I see.
And the difference is because you see when you, the bow you pull out the whole thing collapses.
Right.
You pull one. I do two actions to make a bow. I only need one to undo it. So it's not a kasher.
Right.
But the bottom one stays.
Right. But at the end of this Mishnah Berurah says you can do an aniva on top of an aniva. Doesn't that make like a knot?
Now, so
that's
now
a double bow. That makes
it's a double.
Bow.
That's no. Again, there's that's no. It, that's right. It's no knot on the bottom. What you're thinking of is what we do with our shoes. We do a knot. Now you put an aniva on top, and put another aniva on top of that.
Yeah,
that's not what the Mishnah Berurah's case is. The Mishnah Berurah was a slip knot on a slip knot.
That's what
we'll get to that. I mean, that's next time. Okay.
I gotta leave, but get to
that. All
right.
So
without the kesher will be fine, though.
What?
An aniva without the kesher will be fine. It wouldn't last very long, but it would be fine.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Like
yeah, correct. You can make a slip knot. Right. Okay. So again, so. The Mishnah Berurah comes out if you do a regular loop once and you put a bow on top, you need it's only after 24 hours. After 24 hours, it's awesome. You'll hear the but a slip knot alone, the whole thing falls apart, so there's not a problem. Neckties. Many poskim say that therefore a necktie, which the nature of the necktie is basically it's a slip knot around another thing. When you pull out that, basically the whole thing collapses. So if the nature of the way you make your necktie is that I pull out one end, I'm not going to do anything. I can't be undressed in public, please. So when you pull it out, the other part just basically collapses. That's not a problem. That's your aniva. So that's more than, even though you want to do it for more than 24 hours. There's no time issue of how long you're planning to do it for. Plan to say, what's the shabbat? I want to make it Friday night, leave it in. Whatever I'm going to do, it's not a problem. If I'm doing something, some of the different types of ties are such that even when you pull out one side, the other side basically stays intact. You need to do an act on undo it. So now that's potentially a kesher. Is it considered a... So that's a question. That's questionable. They quote Rosh Hashem and Rosh Hashem held that since it's not a Maisa Uman, in other words, anyone that wants to tie two things together, that's not the type of thing you're going to use. See, he held it wasn't a Maisa Uman, so then you have a heter of the 24 hour heter. In other words, it'll be it's a kesher, but not a kesher Uman.
What's an example of that?
Again, I'm not so familiar with how you make ties, but there's a certain type of tie that you make it, I think it's called, whatever it's called, you know, there's. The Windsor and the double Windsor, I think.
Different neck ways to tie a neck.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So he held that was a mitzvah also. Some places say it's a problem. You know that you have to ask your own Orthodox rabbi.
The neckties that I'm familiar with, I've seen a few of them. If you take the small out of the big,
right?
You just take that out. You're saying then it falls apart right away, or you're saying you also have to just yank the slip knot out?
You can even the double Windsor, you just yank, you just pull on it. It basically, it's not really holding together. It's not holding together. It just happens to fold it over each other. It's not really held together. It's, the fact that you pull it, it falls apart, is indicative of the fact that it's not really. It just happened to be. If I wrap something around these other four times, it stays put for now. Yeah. It's not called a knot. Wrapping something around like this is not called a knot, even though I have to undo it.
So that's equivalent to a shoelace knot, a bow on top of a knot, or not?
It could be. It's not even. It could be even better than that. If it's just a slip knot, it's all it is a slip knot. So then, even though doing more than 24 hours, it'd be more. But in a case where it stays. So it gets a shame kesher. So now my question: if it gets a shame kesher, is it a ma'aseh umen? So it's a ma'aseh umen that the 24 hours is not going to help you. So that Rambam held it didn't get into the ma'aseh umen.
So why is that not called a knot? You know, it's you're wrapping it around another string. You got two strings. You're wrapping one around the other one so that it stays. And the anchor of the whole knot is the little part of the tie.
The anchor of the whole knot really is my neck.
No, it's not. If you take your necktie off of your neck, and
I understand,
it's going to stay.
Yes, but same. The it's a slip knot, which I'm moving up and down. But at some point,
you cannot unslip that knot unless you take the little piece.
I understand, this side is not attached to the other side. It's something. I wrap something around it. I didn't tie it to it.
You create a loop, and then it goes through that loop.
Right. So, but if I pull it apart, the other part just either falls apart by itself. A single Windsor will fall apart by itself. A double Windsor, you just pull it and it falls apart.
So, the double Windsor is also considered just an amulet?
I think so. I think so. Okay. Now, going back to the shoes, so now I want to do a double bow. So, the double bow is interesting, Machlokes. The way a double, so I tie my one kesher, and I put an eva, and I put an eva on top of it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal held that the if your question for the Mordechai Shita, that Mordechai Shita was a betzel one kesher was a kesher, right? But it's not a ma'aseh umen because it doesn't last when you put a bow on top. It's a kesher, but not a ma'aseh umen. It says, but you do a double bow, which the nature of that will stay, so now you made that kesher into a ma'aseh umen. What's called double kesher is defined as a ma'aseh umen. It's not be'etzem, you need a double kesher. It needs any type of, be'etzem one kesher is a kesher, but that doesn't last. So it's a kesher, which is not a ma'aseh umen. If I make it last, it's a ma'aseh umen. A bow doesn't make it last, because the bow gets undone by itself eventually. A double bow doesn't undone by itself. So he held that the 24 hours will not be mad to that. Because now it's a chashar ma'aseh umen. So Shlomo Zalman held it was also. There's poskim which disagree and say that it still remains an uneven because the ma'aseh, the nature of it is it's one schlep. You can still pull on it and you pull one side and it all comes apart still. So it doesn't. It's not more common than the case of aniva, which halacha says aniva can be kesher. Our minhag is to be mekel less than 24 hours. So there are two shitas in that. So
is any shita impacted by how tightly you pull it?
I don't think so. Usually, eventually, you can still pull it apart. If it's done very loose, so then you get it back to the head. It could be even double kesher as much as it's loose, but then it defeats the purpose. You know, that's not your goal. The reason why you're doing the double one is to that should stay. It shouldn't get undone.
Well, one shot it would be like with young children where they might trip or something.
Now there is a. Keshel Gabi Keshel, which is Dom Rifian, so we said is Mutter. There is a heter of the Tzarech Mitzvah, which the applications of it are not so much so common nowadays. It's more common in the good old days when the most common case was Galila. on the Sefer Torah. You guys grew up in the Velcro age, the snap age. I grew up in the tie. You had to know how to tie a bow to get it legal. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, because that's how they would do it. So the problem is, it's more than 24 hours. But Shabbos Minchah is more than 24 hours, or Shabbos morning, and it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the second sefer, the next sefer taking out again is a month from now from Rosh Chodesh. So how in the world are you matter that? So it's a kesher al gabi aniva for more than 24 hours. It's a aniva al gabi kesher for more than 24 hours. So the poskim grappled with it. There is a heter of, I mean, this is machlokes. It's the rabban, not the reis, because you're not doing mishal kiyama. Hey, it's machlokes whether it's also. There's a shita that was held in tzarach mitzvah. Adidas shal tzarach mitzvah. The Rambam shita is they didn't ask for kesher the rabban in tzarach mitzvah. So you mitzar of that. If it's less than 20, if it's less than 7 days, the sheet holds less than 7 days, it's not called shalkayama. So they were tired of you to the table, and they were make on it. But they said the best thing is not to get involved in it; is just tuck it in. And they used to do that.
We used to do that.
Okay. Nowadays, common applications of it nowadays, I can't think of anything offhand. Making a knot, one knot in the chut. So he said. So the Ramah in Sif Aleph brings that which you say you need two knots to make an osir. It's only tying two things together. But a person makes one knot at the end of a thread. It has in like two kshar. That's a smog. It's at the end of Sif Ramah in the Sif Aleph, which according to this law doesn't make sense. That's a one time tying. Is called the catch. Well, the problem is it's not going to last. It's not a mysum, it's not going to last. But if you tie a thread onto itself, even one knot stays. Right? A person ties one knot at the end of his tzitzis, you know, it's basically could stay. So that might have a din of a mysum, according to the smog, even though it's only one knot. So here you see this concept that one knot batsim has the shape of a kesher. The only problem is it doesn't last. That's why it's not a mysum. That's why the Mordechai said, but in case of the Anibal Gabi kesher, would be the same thing. There are more passages halacha l'maisa like that. There is a Rekevus Mishnah who argues on this and says that the malacha of kosher is tying two things together. The malacha isn't the knot. The malacha is tying two things together. So obviously the smag and the Rekevus Mishnah are arguing in a very basic concept. What is the malacha? Is the malacha making a knot? The malacha tie two things together. I want to tie a knot at the end of my you know, just for decorative purposes. I'm not tying two things together, just tying a knot at the end, knotting something at the end to make it look nice, whatever it is. So according to the Merkabas Mishnah, that's not the malach. According to the smag, it is. My son was kosher for the smag, because he's defining that the malach is making the knot. That's the geya when you have your garbage bag, so you don't do a slip knot. The person, you make, just tie it on itself. If you tie the two ends together, that's like two there, it's one time around, is not a problem. But if you take the whole thing and wrap it around it, bag here. Right? If you just take the whole bag, make it into a one long thread, and tie it on itself, and pull it through one time, would be also according to the smog. That's my suman. And if you get involved with the question, you live and leave it forever, it might be my suman forever, it might be a shalom with the rice, according to the suman. You know, I'm dealing with the potential of the rice over there. Comes the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, let's say a person is trying to tie a bow, agabi kesher, an evil agabi kesher, and he ends up making a double knot. You know, kesher agabi kesher. He says, that's not osur. You can't give a shem ma'isa umen if it wasn't your intent. So, that's not called the ma'isa, not a ma'isa umen, because that's what he wasn't what you're trying to do. So, it does not have, it lives like the quintessential non-kayama. The definition of a ma'isa umen is to last. This thing was made not to last. So blood's like a misasek vis-a-vis the ma'isa umen. It's not considered a malacha. You're allowed to untie it. That's, you know, your shoes. Even in the case of kesher, I'll get me kesher. The Ramo says, makam tsara ein lachush. In a case where it wasn't shalkayama, you made this cash a knot on top of a knot. And your tent wasn't. It was gonna go till the next few days, and then it's Mokum Tzar, so you can untie it. So the person ties his shoe, and even we do, you know, he Erev Shabbos he forgot, and he made a kesher al gabi kesher. Because during the night, you know, they don't sleep in his shoes; it's very uncomfortable. So he's allowed to untie it because. You haven't had the Mokum Tzar, you're allowed on time.
It's only at night that he can untie it, or can he untie it during the day?
Well, the question is Mokum Tzar. It has to be a valid Tzar. Right? The valid Tzar was, it's hard to sleep with your shoes on.
I'm asking if it's going to come anyway, if the Mokum Tzar is going to come, then uh-huh. Do you avoid that Mokum Tzar, or no?
You don't have to wait till the last second. But if your goal is to remove the tzar, right? Your goal is to tell me I want to take off my shoes. Your goal is not to have that situation. Matir, the basic rule is whatever any knot you can't make, you can't untie. That's the definition of halacha of matir is any kesher which is usur to make, it's usur to untie the rices, the rabbanon, and mutter, whatever the shiurim are. Let's say a person tied a knot, the Zaman Kotzer. Okay? Then he changes his mind and says, you know what, I'm going to leave it. So can you untie it? Now it's a Kiyama. Kiyama Loilam, a Kiyama for Zaman Ma. So, Rishon Zalman says, Gevaldik Achav. If when I make the knot, I have intent, so that's called a maisa. I made a maisa of a kesher loyal. If when I made the knot, it was for Zman Kotzer. So what's making it a knot forever? My makshava. We have a klal and shas makshava, it's my tibidei makshava. So when I suit, I decide to untie it, I'm saying, I don't want it forever anymore. So it's not a knot forever anymore. So it loses its status of a knot forever, and now I'm allowed to untie it. But if makshava can't change the maisa. See, if when I did a maisa loyalom, it was defined, Machshava B'Shas Ma'is is called, it was part of the Ma'is. This was a casual loyal. So I can't change my mind, so I don't need it, I want to untie it.
So we're going back to your case before, we had the Aniva Al-Gabi Kesher, and you made a mistake, you made a Kesher Al-Gabi Kesher. So if I, and then I have in mind, you know, I'll change my mind, you know what, I like the Kesher Al-Gabi Kesher, I'm going to keep that. So I'm afraid you didn't miss her?
No. No, we're meeting together, I'm afraid, we're meeting together, can you untie it? It doesn't, I'm afraid, change the mice of what you did. That's not the issue. The issue is, what status does it have vis-a-vis matir? Because the kesher shokayam, you can't.
There the,
now it's a kesher shokayam.
But the problem over the thing, the reason why that mice was not usher before is because I didn't have intentions to do a mice uman.
Right.
So like it's almost like I'm being a little afraid of wanting to do the mice uman.
No, I'm not afraid. Whatever was, now I should I'd like to have it there.
Okay.
So it's a makshava. But then once it's a makshava, so over there, my sermon might be a problem. Say, but it would only be also to untie it. It wouldn't make you over.
Right.
But the definition of zman, he says that zman is, you can undo the makshava, you can't undo my sermon. Okay, that's the basic thing.
Can you undo it again? Say, you know what, I changed my mind again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So
not in the case of the kesher, because now it's a mysomen maybe. In the case of the zman issue, I want it forever. No, I want it only for now. Okay, fine. I want to tie it. So once I want to tie it, I don't want it forever.
Right,
so now I'm supposed to untie it. Okay.